This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, AppleVis. This is Abby, and today I'm going to share with you a podcast on the Bible Gateway app. This is another app that I use for reading the Bible, and I already have it open. And I turned the voiceover volume up a little bit, so hopefully you'll be able to hear it because I have the recorder a little bit farther away. But I need to use the keyboard, my Bluetooth keyboard, to show you some of the things on here. So swiping left and right will be me using my left and right arrows. Swiping up and down will be the up and down arrows. Selecting something with double tap will be pressing the up and down arrows together simultaneously. So those are the keyboard commands I'll be using. So I have the app open. The first thing that you see is the menu button, which will activate the main menu.
Bible Gateway, heading.
The next thing is the
search button.
You can search for something in the Bible if you are not quite sure where something is, or you have a passage you want to look up. You can press the search button and search for something in the Bible. So it's a search the Bible feature.
Book. Link.
That'll let you pick a book.
Reading the Bible. Heading level 3. Link.
So reading the Bible, that will let you read the Bible.
Verse of the day. Heading level 6.
Okay, this is the verse of the day.
Hebrews 1:1-2. Link.
Hebrews chapter 1, verses
Actions available.
1 and 2.
Share this. Link.
You can share it on Facebook, Twitter, email, message, or AirDrop.
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe.
Then it reads the passage to you. One thing that I wanted to say is that part of this app is a little bit inaccessible, so I will just speak about it. I won't actually go into it, but it's the resources and notes section. The resources section will provide you with commentaries and study Bibles. There's a new feature called Bible Gateway Plus that is a library that's a paid feature that gives you access to the study Bibles. I hope the Serendipity Bible is in there. I've always been looking for the Serendipity Bible, which is a study Bible that has little discussion questions and reflection questions in it. So the Serendipity Bible might be in there. I don't know. But Bible Gateway Plus is that. And then the resources section has some commentaries and other study Bibles you can use. And then the notes section is where you take your own notes, whether you're in a sermon or reading the Bible or other things like that. But what I did want to show you is the audio Bible.
Bible Gateway Discuss 62A9 Audio Bible. Heading level 3. Link.
What I did was I swiped to the right some and I passed the Discover Bible Gateway Plus button, but I swiped right to the Bible Audio Bible button and I will double tap.
Menu. Button.
Now.
Fast 0.
The first thing you come to is the media controls.
Play, rewind, play, 0.
And 0 means I'm not reading.
0%, 1, translation, live.
Now you get to a thing, so you have your translation.
Reader, George W.
Your reader.
Passage, Psalm 28.
And your passage. All three of these are picker items, so I'm going to show you by double tapping. I don't want to change the reader, and I don't want to change the translation, but I am going to change the passage, so I'm going to double tap here.
Close button.
There's the close button. These are picker items for the book and the chapter, so if you guys are familiar with picker items with voiceover, it means you swipe up and down to select what you want. So,
Psalm 28, picker item, adjustable, 28 of Psalm.
So these two pickers are available. So there's the picker that says Psalm is the book picker. So which book do I want of the Bible? And I would swipe up and down.
Proverbs. Pick Ecclesiastes. Pick Song of Songs. Picker item.
To change it. And then the next.
66.
So this picker has 20 or 66 items in it because there are 66 books in the Bible. And then if I swipe to the right.
8. Picker item. Adjustable.
It's on Song of Solomon chapter 8.
Swipe up or down with one
and shush. It says 8 of 8, which means that Song of Solomon has 8 chapters. If you want a different chapter, you would swipe up and down. And it's not working.
Song of Songs 5.
Oh, well, it did work. It just wasn't speaking to me.
Open Song of Songs 5.
So when you found the passage you want, you arrow to the open button, you swipe to the open button, and in this case it's Song of Psalms 5. Double tap.
Passive. More info. Zip. Play. Button.
And I will move this over a little bit so you can actually hear. I'm going to press play.
Pause.
Chapter 5. I have come into my garden. My sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb.
And it's playing.
I have drunk my wine and my milk. Eat, friends, and drink. Drink your fill.
And I just paused it. His voice is rather quiet. I'm sorry. But hopefully you heard some of that.
Rewind. Button. Play. Button.
The rewind and fast forward buttons take you back and forth by chapter, not by like seconds or minutes. So that is it for the Bible Gateway app, guys. I hope you enjoyed this little app, and thank you for listening. If you have any questions or anything to say, you can email me at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's GABBYABBY 96 at charter.net. Happy reading, and God bless.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.